often we think of God's will as some overarching plan for our lives. We tend to focus on the big picture. We can easily forget that God's will for us is revealed every day. It's discerned through a daily, if not moment by moment, relationship and participation in the life of the Holy Trinity. And so, we can forget, or willingly choose to forget, that thy will be done goes hand in hand with give us this day our daily, in the Greek supersubstantial bread, feeding on Christ through the sacraments. It's necessary for those who love God, who desire salvation, to suspend their own opinions and preferences, to learn God's way, to continue to struggle, to change into his likeness, into the likeness of Christ. And only in this way do we learn to participate more and more in the life that he is, by saying, thy will be done. The word that St. Paul uses to describe this relationship of cooperation in today's epistle is synergoi, in the Greek, synergy, where we get the word from, saying we are God's fellow workers. And so this is no 50-50 relationship, however. We aren't equals with God. We cooperate with God's work in us and through us by obedience to his teachings, to his church, to the hierarchy, so that we can be pastored, in order that we may grow in Christ-likeness and change, conforming ourselves to God's will. Obviously, this is a great challenge, but it's a necessary one if we're to grow in Christ and be deified. Allow me to give you an example. The priest, as father of all those communing members of the church he pastors, isn't here to give you his opinions about Christ, the church, or the Orthodox faith. Rather, he's here to strive to love as Christ loves, to teach, to preach, to adjure as a father in Christ, in keeping with the sure path that's been entrusted to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. God loves us too much to leave us to our own devices. Instead, he gives us pastors, spiritual fathers, teachers, who are accountable in his church to guide us if we're open to receiving their guidance. The tenets of Orthodoxy can be learned in books, but the heart of Orthodoxy is learned through humility and obedience, and thereby through cooperation with the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In this way, St. Paul reminds us today, no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. As I strive to build in you, I'm called and responsible to God, to my bishop, to give you the fullness of the truth in Christ, even if you struggle with it, or God forbid, reject it. Think, for example, of the call to come to Vespers, to make regular confession, to prepare to receive the Eucharist, to pray daily, to put Christ first and witness to the truth that he is, to come before Christ's presence in the outward dress and inward humility we see in the icons of the saints around us. These admonitions can be really challenging for us, but they're also necessary. For our part, we're each responsible for how we build on what we've received and the extent to which we're willing to cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives through the church, which is given to us for us to grow and to work out our salvation. And there's no one that is exempted from that love and mercy of God that desires to change us ever more into the likeness of Christ. Healing, growth, salvation in Christ requires a dynamic, an active, ongoing relationship and communion with the living God, He who is eternal life. And so realizing what's at stake, we live with eternity, with reality before us. That reality which is Christ, which He informs, that foundation that He gives. We prioritize the kingdom of God over all that's temporal and passing away, so that we may become fellow inheritors in that kingdom and help others find their way into the kingdom as well through our example and life of faith. Our cooperation, our daily yes to God, is predicated on faith, or at least the desire for faith. And so that's a struggle. And faith is one of those big concepts that often eludes us or seems so ambiguous. But faith means this. It means letting go of our control, of our own wills, and trusting God, even as that is a struggle. Taking a big step of faith, though, can induce fear, can't it? It can induce fear in us. The more pride we have, the more that we are self-reliant, the more we can fear the spiritual surgery that God may be doing in us to grow us in cooperation with His work in our lives for our salvation. The disciples, for their part, were in constant fear as they followed Jesus. And they were in constant need of faith. They seem to be placed in one perilous situation after another. In today's gospel, we find them tossed about on the sea, the waves and the wind making them much afraid. And to add to that, Christ comes walking to them on the storm-tossed waves. Imagine, just try to picture this in your mind for a moment. Take a look at your front of your bulletin. I think there's an icon of it there. They assume He's a ghost. Christ's words to them are comforting. "It is I. Do not be afraid." Literally, Christ says here, "I am," in the Greek. He uses the ancient, divine, mysterious name of God to proclaim Himself to His disciples. "I am" is here. "Do not be afraid." Who else has the power over the laws of nature and the elements of nature? But still dubious, Peter calls out, "Lord, if it's You, command me to come to You on the water." And so what does the Lord do? He commands him to come. "Come then, Peter, if you must." This is a big step of faith on Peter's part, though. Peter walks on the water. Often, this homily is a focus on how we need faith and we can easily lose faith. But Peter actually walks on the water. We forget that. And for a few steps, Peter exhibits the faith necessary to get to Christ. He keeps his focus on Christ. When Peter gets distracted, in this case by the winds and the waves, taking his focus off Christ, he begins to sink. And now he's in trouble. His faith has wavered. And so it is with us. If we hope to build on the sure foundation that we've been entrusted in the church, the new life in Christ that is our hope for eternal life, it demands our cooperation of faith, our willingness, that is, to trust God, struggle as that is, which means also trusting His church, which is the ship that He's provided to safely guide us to His shore. Faith means repenting when we do sin. It means immediately striving to get our focus back on Christ when we do sin, or when we do lose that focus, or when we're in doubt, or when we're in struggle, or when we're tempted. when we fear, when our self-control lets us down, we realize we need God. We fear, we're anxious. Those are the times we have to get our focus back on Christ immediately. As Peter evidences to us, though, faith is hard work. It's hard keeping our focus on Christ. But when we fail to do so, what are the consequences? We become fearful yet again, bogged down in the mundane of our material world, of our material existence, our pride, our passions, our worldly preoccupations, our self-focus. And we sink. We spiritually sink. And so God, in his love for us, knows this about us. He knows the struggle it is for us. And so he shows mercy on us. He gives us the tools we need to keep our focus on him, to repent, to cooperate with the work of healing, growth, and salvation that he's doing in each one of us. These tools are our daily morning and evening prayers, the Jesus Prayer, calling on the name of Christ throughout the day, fasting, which reminds us of our hunger and thirst after God, all the divine services of the church, the lives of the saints, the Holy Scriptures, the sacraments, all of which he offers us and guides us in through his church. And now, we don't need just some of these tools if we're going to live a life of faith. If we're going to make spiritual progress, we need all of them. Being an Orthodox Christian means we don't go it on our own. Rather, we make use of the tools that God has entrusted to us in his love for us. We're accountable, we're repentant, so that we can continue to go further up and further in the relationship and communion with him that he so lovingly gives us. And so we ask ourselves this day, what foundation am I building on? Am I making use of the gold, as St. Paul puts it, the gold that Christ God gives us through his church? It begins with cooperation and a teachable spirit, praying for an increase in faith, striving to keep our focus on Christ no matter what. At all times, when we forget, when we lose the focus, getting it right back on him again. And so I pray for each one of us that we may pray that God would grow us in faith, that we may do the hard work of cooperating with God's work in our lives through obedience, humility, and repentance, and love for God and his holy church, and that we make use of all the tools that he's entrusted to us as we are able. And so in this way, we'll be among those who build on the foundation of Christ with gold, and not as those who are saved as through fire. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
If you are an Orthodox Christian who is prepared today to prayer and fasting, and If you have made confession this past month or are visiting with us today and have made confession this summer, please prepare to receive the holy gifts with us this morning.